Yo, this is me again. Ah, fuck. Let's talk about what's his face. I see this video. This is a kid, Rich the Kid, getting chased down by that little Uzi Vert rapper. Like, what's up with that shit? I thought Lil Uzi Vert was gay. I mean, that doesn't mean he's not gay, but like, just because he could fight, I guess, but, because I know gay dudes who could fight, but, wow. But, like, one, I always thought he was gay, because he always does, like, fruity shit. Like, he's just, like, a little extra with his shit, you know what I mean? Like, not like Young Thug fruity, because Young Thug, because the thing about Young Thug, he came off as, like, I'm doing this dress shit so I could get attention. He always came off like that, me personally, but Uzi seems a little too feminine for me, for my taste of rappers. I said for me, like, I'm gay and I want guys, and that's not what I mean. They'll be like, oh, he's gay, he just admitted it, oh, he's fucking gay. Fuck you, I'm not gay. Anyways, yeah, he was like running. He caught it. Yeah, he's like Lil Uzi Vert went to Philly. Cause I know these dudes been beefing and shit, like Twitter beefing. What's up with these new rappers? They're just beefing for like fucking no reason. Like, it's like, man, like, what is the origin of this beef? Oh, actually, I knew though the origin of this beef, even though it's stupid. Like, I know it all started because, at least to my knowledge, what I know, cause I don't listen to these dudes. I listen to fucking like Camp Low and Outkast and shit like that. Anyways, like, motherfuckers that blew up in the 90s, at least. I bought a little ASAP, but fuck it. I know a story because this nigga was like, Vert was talking about, like, oh, I'm a slave to this record label. Motherfuckers been saying that shit for years, and now this nigga figure it out. You know what I mean? Shit. Dr. Dre was saying that shit back in, like, 91. You know what I mean? Like, motherfucking labels be fucking you over and shit. Like, niggas is now getting heat. Niggas is now getting hit to this shit. Like, niggas been warning y'all niggas. Because I know with these new deals and shit, they be like, yo, we'll give you $3 million to sign with us right now. And they take that quick cash and it's like, ah. You know what I mean? But I know it started with that shit, and then, like, he was posting how he's unhappy with the label on social media, and the nigga Rich the Kid was like, I told you to sign with me. He was like, I ain't signing no label, no independent label for fucking, I guess, a couple thousand. You know what I mean? He wanted millions and shit. And then, if that's what you feel you're worth, okay. But, dude, hey, whatever, man. Ever since then, they've been going at it. Which was, like, that's what sparked this beef. You know what I mean? Back in the day, beefs, like, I ain't proud of this shit. I'm not going to say I'm proud of, like, black-on-black crime. But, come on, now. Like, back then, motherfuckers was beefing over some shit that was more serious. Like, you feel me? Like, you know, like, oh, this nigga fucking, his mans robbed me a couple weeks ago, and he's hanging with him, I don't fuck with him now, like, shit like that, like, or, like, some grimy shit. He's going at it over some, like, shit that's, like, man, you could have just said, like, I don't know, man, this was one of them things where it's, like, it wouldn't have made you look like a softy if you would have just said sorry or just squashed it, you know what I mean? Like, I see this video right here, like, I don't know where these niggas is at. It looks like a buffet or somewhere you can eat. I don't know. And then, like, hold on, let me go back to the video, fuck. And, like, niggas started swinging on Rich the Kid. And he went over, like, the fucking concession stand. Then there's a video. Wait a minute, does he even have pink shoes on? Ew! This nigga came out in the Rumble gear. He got like, what is it? I forgot those pants. Like, you could play sports in and shit. Them pants. Like, You know what I mean? Them pants, and it's like, and the pants fit them. You know what I mean? The pants fit them very comfortably. Not as tight as he normally wears shit, but he wore the loose shit like a t-shirt and the sweat, you know what I mean? And the pants, and the pants you fucking like get physical in. But this nigga got some pink shoes on. Rich the Kid was running from this dude. They showed another video where he was running from Uzi. Uzi was chasing him down the street in some pink sneakers. Bro. Like, good Lord. I don't know if this Rich the Kid dude has street cred or not. He's a gangster rapper or a flossing rapper. But man, dude, you ain't gonna bounce back from this. Sheesh, ass a little flip. Like, he just standing there waiting for him. He just sitting there. Rich the Kid just sitting there like he wants some smoke, but he don't. Like, Uzi's ready to fight. This nigga over here with all his jewelry on looking stupid. He's trying to look cool, like, you know, with his chin up, like he's really like, hey, what up? But you, Fred, you ain't coming down there. Lil Uzi probably could fight, though. Like, I mean, I don't know, but, like, he looks like he's a physical, he has a nice physical, like he can last longer in a fight. Like, he won't, like, get tired fast in a fight. He looks like one of them type of motherfuckers. Man, this is a dude getting mean for, like, his, like, weird fruity clothing, and you're running from him. Gosh, hip-hop has changed. I'm watching some of the video right now. Dude, chasing him down the street. This is a hot ass mess. What was his name? Rich the Kid. Let me see this. He reacts to it. Fuck. What the fuck, dude? Hurry the fuck up. What's his reaction to this shit? I was looking for another angle. Rich the Kid was scared to come down. Oh! I don't even follow these dudes. I just know, like, I know their names, but I cannot name a Lil Uzi Vert song or a Rich the Kid song to save my life. Oh. Uzi came with the goons wearing white beaters, ready to fight. Yeah, Rich the Kid looking fly as fuck. He caught him when he was like wearing the most fly as shit. He caught him when he was wearing these tight ass jeans and shit. I ain't gonna say you ain't winning no fight with some tight jeans, but man, dude, my man Uzi came up with something comfortable to wear. Fucking fighting, and you like looking fresh, like you about to go on a fucking one of those MTV shows. What was it, like Fifth Wheel and shit like that? Look at it. He got a reaction video. Let's see this shit. I like how these new rappers try to justify when they you proved you was scared to fight this dude. And like, yeah, but, and it's like their response is like, man, this is to flash their jewelry or their money when they get like, when, you know what I mean? Try to make somebody oh my God. He's like, he pulled up and did what? I left with this. Like, I don't think dude was fucking trying to get you jewelry. He was trying to fucking get some physical contact with your ass. These motherfuckers is corny in the rap game, man. Oh, man. This is why I can't listen to these cats, man. I'm not against them. I'm glad they getting money. I'm glad, you know what I mean, I'm glad they're making legal money. I'm just glad there's some black people out here making some legal money and you know what I mean? Oh my gosh. But hey man, I don't know what the fuck going on. Everybody beefing for no reason. And I'm just out. I feel disgusting now after watching that video.